Although West Windsor today is considered affluent, this is actually a relatively new thing. In fact, back in the 1700s and 1800s, poverty was not rare in West Windsor. The welfare of those in need has always been a topic of debate and policy. Around the turn of the 17th century, England created the first formalized British system of welfare and introduced a position called Overseer of the Poor. The overseer was responsible for managing the needs of a locality's impoverished residents by collecting taxes, distributing food, money, and clothing. They were also responsible for managing the local poorhouse, a government-run facility meant to support and provide housing for the dependent or needy. Colonists took this part of the British system to the New World, including West Windsor. Early township meeting minutes show that the overseer was almost always a tax collector. They were responsible for determining the eligibility of someone requesting aid and delivering it if appropriate. One of these forms of aid was a system called indentures. In this arrangement, destitute people applied to the overseer for aid and were often bonded out as indentured servants to others. Some of these servants were children for a variety of reasons. In some cases, parents were unable to provide for their child due to disease, poverty, or another situation. Other times, the youngster was an orphan or cast out because they were born out of wedlock or infidelity. Whatever the reason, the overseer had the power to send the child to a local resident to serve a set number of years, often ending when they reached adulthood. In return for their service, the servant, child or adult, would work for their caretaker and would be given food, clothing, and shelter in return. Some were taught how to read, write, and practice their caretaker's trade. The exact merits and ethics of these indentures varied widely and depended on who the overseer and caretaker were. While those bonded out as servants were ultimately given a home, and many served benevolent caretakers, others may have been indentured to not so kind-hearted locals. Newspapers commonly featured wanted ads for runaway servants, many of whom were children. Municipal governments often discouraged the settlement of paupers from other towns, and the overseer often forcibly kicked newcomers out of town. Perhaps to solve this dilemma, a proposal to purchase a farm and consolidate the paupers of East Windsor, West Windsor, and South Amboy was made in 1827. This act was ultimately voted down by the town's residents. In 1833, an overseer named Henry Dye was instructed to purchase half an acre of land as a burying ground for the poor people in the township. This cemetery eventually also housed Black residents as a segregated burial plot. Believe it or not, this cemetery was underneath the Dutch Neck School's eastern parking lot. When Dutch Neck School was constructed in 1917, a portion was dug up and graves relocated elsewhere. A similar occurrence happened with future expansions in the 1950s. We'll explore this more later in the tour. The overseer of the poor was eventually renamed Director of Relief and then Welfare Clerk, which saw the allocation of welfare checks to West Windsor's residents in the mid-1900s. Today, West Windsor is known as an affluent community with no need for an overseer. However, believe it or not, there is still food insecurity in town. Fortunately, an organization called Send Hunger Packing is working to alleviate this problem by raising funds for food bags, establishing free food pantries in town, and helping the school district supplement students' weekly meal kits. Please consider supporting this worthy cause. Whew, we've been doing quite a lot of learning, haven't we? Well, what better time to introduce the history of education in West Windsor? Start heading west again, back toward Penlisle Road, and play the next video as Stella Norris, an actual teacher from the early 1900s, talks about schooling. Take it away, Stella.